this is. They're 12! A DCU's Batman, Young Justice Cartoon Universe, Hogwarts AU. Written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper. With additional tags for Alternate Universe, Hogwarts. This is the third story in the series, House Rules. Dinah isn't the type of professor to keep track of the student gossip. Teenage gossip is predictable and sad gossip. That and most of her students are friends of her boyfriend's kids. Her kids. But when she releases a class of third years, Slytherins and Hufflepuffs, a good mix. Slytherins and Hufflepuffs get along quite well, and Dinah is always happy to have that particular combination on her roster. And she sees Cassandra Cain raise her eyebrows at someone outside the greenhouse. Well, that's when Dinah knows there's something going on. Cassandra Cain, as a general rule, does not use that expression unless one of her siblings is involved. Sure enough, Mia drags Connor into the greenhouse as soon as it's clear of students. Dinah sighs, stripping off her gardening gloves and tossing them onto a somewhat clear table. Please tell me you two didn't lose Speedy. We're not getting you a new rat a month into term. This is why we didn't trust you with a cat. No, that's not why we're here, Mia protests, practically bouncing in place with manic glee. We left Speedy with Roy, Connor adds, inspecting a tray of seedling bluebells with a mildly amused look on his face. Dinah will never understand how Connor is so zen at 11. Hell, she's going to be 30 soon, and she's never reached the level of calm peacefulness he has in her entire life for longer than 2 seconds, with the help from some damn strong potions. Are you in trouble? Did you get in trouble? It's only the first month. No! Why do you always think we're in trouble? Mia huffs. No, did you hear? Hear what? Roy has a crush on a first-year Slytherin! Mia hisses, hands clapping together. His name is Timothy Drake, one of the Wayne kids. Apparently he's good at herbology. Do you know anything about him? Do you? Dinah raises her eyebrows. Really? Mia turns on her brother. Back me up on this! Connor hums, busy picking slugs off of some cabbages. Tim comes into the Ravenclaw common room sometimes. We're all very puzzled as to why he's in Slytherin instead of Ravenclaw. The portraits are very fond of him. He straightens their frames sometimes. Dinah blinks. Frowns. Wait. Timothy Drake? Friends with Rose Wilson? The girl who knocked that first year's teeth out? That's the one. Connor sets the slugs down by an open window, wiping his hands on a handkerchief. He is very pleasant to talk to. Did you know that you can convince the staircases not to move if you rub the third stair's edge with your hand? No. What? Mia and Dinah turn to stare. Connor smiles back. Tim is very thorough in his research. Anyway, Roy has a crush, Mia says, and I want to know all about this person. So, do you know anything? No, I don't. Dinah sighs. Now go back to the hall and eat. You're not skipping lunch to gossip at me. Dinah can't help but keep an eye on Roy and Tim after that. Roy seems the same as ever, thick as thieves with fellow Gryffindor Jason, passably average at herbology, much to his chagrin and her despair, and overall not as much of a troublemaker as he could be. Thank God. And Tim seems like a nice boy. He's smart, highly interested in the subject, and he shows prior experience in the subject. But knowing that he's a Wayne boy, that's not surprising. The Waynes have an extensive garden full of magic plants and fungi, one of the best in the United States. Of course, there's the matter of Rose Wilson, who is particularly worrisome. Smart, sharp-mouthed, and somewhat suspicious. But she's loyal. Dinah gives her that much. Very loyal. Either way, it's fine if Roy has a crush. It's cute, even. Let's face it. Roy is 12, and Tim is 11. That's not really going to go anywhere. There's nothing to worry about there. So, overall, cute and somewhat strange, but nothing to worry about. Except Professor Bertinelli, who teaches history of magic, pulls her aside one day and says, "Your kid, Roy, he's good at charms, isn't he?" Dinah frowns. "Yes, he's pretty good at them. He likes them. Why?" "I've noticed that when I'm teaching the first-year Slytherins, a certain event happens," Professor Bertinelli says, pulling out a piece of folded parchment from her robes. "You see, a paper airplane always flies in, like clockwork, and lands on a certain first-year boy's desk. Most other first-years don't notice because, let's face it, history of magic. The brats are halfway asleep or staring out the window. Anyway, I snagged this one and, well, take a look for yourself." Dinah unfolds the parchment to show a slightly lopsided heart and Roy's sharp-pointed scrawl. "Hi." "Really, Roy? Hi? That's it?" "He's not the smoothest operator, is he?" Professor Bertinelli says, mouth quirking up. Dinah pinches the bridge of her nose. "He's 12. And he's disrupting my class. Tell Romeo to tone it down, would you? Or at least make it something, you know, more interesting? Give my life some spice. Throw the drama at me." "Our students' love lives aren't our entertainment." "Yeah, sure. You say that, but you were the one who was heartbroken when Dick and Barbara broke up toward the middle of Dick's fourth year." "That was different, and they were meant to be." Dinah calls in Roy after classes. Specifically, after the first-year Slytherin and Hufflepuff batch. As the first-years are bundling up and heading out, Roy slips in by the door, waiting. And Dinah can pinpoint the exact moment he realizes what class this is because of Tim and Rose. He lights up like a firework. He stands taller, and he smiles, and when Dinah looks over, Tim is ducking behind Rose, the tips of his ears pink, and the rest of his face following suit. Rose slings her arm around Tim's shoulders, and she smiles like a shark. "Oh, God," Dinah thinks. "This is so far past a crush. A crush is an understatement, isn't it?" They're on a full crash course towards an inevitable drama. Roy just watches the two first years leave, this dopey smile on his face, and all Dinah can think is, "Crap, kids." At least it isn't, "Ugh, teenagers," yet. Dinah clears her throat when it becomes apparent that Roy is just going to stand there and watch Tim and Rose walk off into the distance. Roy startles, turning around, sheepish. He wanted to see me, Dinah? I mean, Professor Dinah? I mean, Lance? Mom? Roy. Dinah pulls out the paper airplane. Really? Roy. Hi. Roy turns dark, dark red.
Shut up!
Roy, I understand that this is a time of hormones and...
Mom!
Roy yelps, clapping his hands over his ears.
Can you not?
Dinah leans her hip against a table, raising an eyebrow. So, I didn't think that you'd go for someone like Tim.
What do you mean, someone like Tim?
Roy narrows his eyes. Is it because he's in Slytherin?
You're the one who told me that separation is a lie and that all houses are equal. He's really smart, and he's not a bastard like most of the Slytherins turn out to be. He's not even an asshole, Dinah. I mean, not more than anyone else. But he's Jason's brother, so I think a certain level of assholeness is to be expected. And, Dinah, he's really smart. Did you know he knows healing spells already? And he's really great at potions. And did you know that he managed to get Muggle technology to work on school grounds? That's really, really amazing, Dinah. And it's not fair to judge him just because he's in Slytherin, because he's got this really fun kind of humor, and he's just overall really awesome.
Dinah waits until Roy is somewhat slumped over the table and wheezing for breath before saying,
I meant a boy, Roy. I was prepared to give you a talk for the eventuality in which you get a girlfriend. Now I have to come up with a talk for dating boys. I might have to use the one I was planning on giving Mia.
Roy groans.
Can't we just settle with I love him and be done with it?
Dinah chokes.
Roy, you're 12. Love is a pretty heavy word to be throwing around. But Dinah!
Roy stares up at her with his heart in his eyes, and all the innocence of a 12-year-old with Roy's situation can have, and more.
He's really, really...
Roy struggles for a word, before sighing.
Tim. Dinah pinches the bridge of her nose.
The next 5 years are going to be hell if this is a preview of what's going to be going on.
Just don't...
Dinah waves the parchment.
Can you at least try to be less awkward about it?
It's my first time flirting. Give me a break, okay? Roy whines. Besides, I don't even know if he likes me back. I mean, like me. I know he likes me, but does he like me?
I think that's a question for another day,
Dinah replies, pressing the parchment into his palm.
And as proud as I am of your ability to cast charms like this at your current level of education, I'd also like to remind you that you won't always have a teacher as understanding as Professor Bertinelli.
Tone it down, Romeo.
Fine,
Roy sighs. Promise not to tell Ollie about it.
Dinah raises an eyebrow.
He'd get... You know. Tim's a Wayne and... You know how he is.
If I promise not to tell him, will you promise to try and not give me a heart attack the next time you're on a broom?
The end.